Boker Tov, Halacha Yomi. So, first of all, I just wanted to point out an extra mitzvah d'oraita that we could squeeze in. Every morning, if you guys could sit down. Shir Shel Yom, I see a lot of people struggle to say the whole Tehillim, but just saying Hayom Yom Sheni L'Shabbat, today's Monday of Shabbos or Sunday of Shabbos, is a mitzvah d'oraita according to the Ramban. What mitzvah are we fulfilling? By saying Hayom Yom Sheni Shel Shabbat. Zachor et Yom HaShabbat. Remember the Ten Commandments. God says, remember the Shabbat. When do we remember Shabbat? We say that it's the Monday of Shabbat, second day of Shabbat. So it's easy mitzvah, even if you don't say the whole Tehillim. Easy, one of the Ten Commandments, according to the Ramban. Okay, we're continuing with the laws of Brachot. You remember we were discussing benching back in the day. We're now going to switch to the laws of blessings before you eat, which are rabbinical. And today we're going to talk about how a person makes a bracha, what a person makes a bracha on. So the Gemara in Brachos, I think it's Daf Lamed Hey, says that what amount is necessary in order to make a bracha? How much do I have to eat in order to say a bracha rishon, in order to say a shakal, to say a mazonos? What amount must I eat? So I heard Kazayas. Any other suggestions? Any amount. Kazayat is the after blessing, because that's satisfaction. But any amount, the Gemara says, Kol ha'neneh me'olam hazeh, if you get pleasure from this world and you don't say a bracha, what's it like? Stealing, because it's God's universe. So we need to thank Him and kind of ask Him for a shush before we enjoy the world. And that's why we say a bracha rishona, recognizing that the food is His. There is an exception. What is the exception where we can eat something or drink something and we don't say a bracha rishona? Gum is not true. Gum, you still do inhale. You still get the liquid. So you would say a bracha on gum. But there is one exception where you'll drink or eat, but you don't say a bracha rishona on it. At least one famous. Medicine would be an example, but medicine is not really food. Medicine is... So, let's say you're drinking water. In order to put that medicine down, put the pill down, you're not drinking for hana'ah in that situation, for pleasure. You're drinking to... It has a functional purpose, but you don't get pleasure out of it, and therefore you would not say a bracha. Okay? Another similar scenario, let's say in the army, this comes up a lot, you're going to go on a big hike. And in the army, what they make you do is chug lots and lots of water before you go on this hike. But you're not enjoying that water. You're sick of water. They force it down your throat. You have to drink the whole mimia, it's called, the whole jug. So would you say a bracha in that situation? No, you would not, because you're not getting pleasure out of that water. If you enjoy the taste of that water, if you're thirsty, then it's different. But if you're not drinking for satisfaction, you're just forcing it down, then you would not... say a bracha. What about this situation? Let's say you have a pill, you have to drink it down, but you have some orange juice in front of you. Do you say a bracha on the orange juice because it does taste good, or do you not say a bracha because its function is to bring the pill down? What do you guys think? That's a good question. So the answer is, it is different because automatically orange juice, its main function is for pleasure. And therefore, Chazal said you would say a bracha on any juice which is there for enjoyment. Water has a dual purpose. Sometimes it's drunken for pleasure, and sometimes it just has a functional purpose. And therefore, the halacha is that you would not say a bracha on water unless you're getting enjoyment out of that water.
Do you like water more than you like orange juice?
Again, if you're getting enjoyment out of that water because you're thirsty, then you would say a bracha. We're talking about a situation where you're b'chlal, don't want that water at all. You're just forcing it down. You're to get the pill down. But if you're actually a little bit thirsty, then you would say bracha on the water. Make sense? You understand the logic behind it? Water has a dual purpose, therefore it depends on whether you're getting pleasure or not. Orange juice, since it's generally there for a pleasure purpose, you would say a shakal, even though you're also doing it for a pill. If you hate orange juice, maybe that would be a different scenario. I don't know why you would be drinking the pill with orange juice in that case. Yeah, fair enough.
Do
Do you like the taste of ice cream, Jeremy? I think we all know the answer to that question. It's a great kasha. I think most people like ice cream. I definitely am in that camp. And therefore, you would say a bracha on the ice cream. Bezrat Hashem. We should all be zecha to a sweet day of Torah and mitzvahs and ice cream. And Bezrat Hashem. A lot of blessings.